Let us sit by the fire, and I will read to you the story of the revolt of the snowflakes. The snowflakes were revolting, and I do not mean that they were repellent. Some of them were, certainly. Some of them had personal habits that were not at all appealing, for instance. But that is neither here nor there. I'm not here to malign individual snowflakes or snowflakes as a group. What I mean to say is that they were engaged in overthrowing the status quo. Now, as we all know, no two snowflakes are alike. But many of them were not at all happy with this proscription. A number of them wanted to be exactly like other snowflakes. They could see no reason why they could not go beyond the boundaries of a mere close resemblance to another snowflake, if that is what they desired. What business was it of anyone else's if they wanted to be exactly the same? That's what they wanted to know. Some of them, the more vociferous and vocal snowflakes, chanted this at their protest meetings or rallies. It really wasn't that pleasant to listen to. First of all, it is not very rhythmic and does not lend itself to chanting. And second of all, snowflakes do not have pleasant voices. It probably comes from being out in the cold all the time, but snowflakes tend to have scratchy voices, like someone with a very sore throat. Some people, and a lot of snowflakes, I guess, find this sexy, but I, personally, do not. At any rate, there was a period last winter when every time it snowed, you could hear these harsh little voices chanting. And occasionally you would see, if you looked closely, tiny placards strewn on the ground after a heavy snowfall. Often these had unpleasant sayings or drawings on them. Often, there were nasty caricatures of Wilson Bentley. This can be explained by a snowflake's natural tendency towards mockery. Many of them are quite bitter, and their sense of humor can tend to the nasty. It is one of the unpleasant characteristics that snowflakes share. Not all of them, of course, but really rather a lot. But, as you may have noticed, the snowflakes did not get their way. This year, as last year, and the year before, and in fact every year since people began paying attention to such things, snowflakes are, and will always continue to be, complete individuals. No two are alike. That's just the way it is.